Time now for our Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell along with Andy Carboni. And Andy, I guess right now as we start a new week here that there's some buzzing or rumblings about some managerial decisions by John Farrell in Sunday's game. Update us on that.
Well, the situation on Sunday, Bill, Red Sox had the game handed back to them by the Twins with errors. They went up for a lead and then the situation in the bottom of the 10th, game remains tied going into extra innings. Matt Barnes into pitch. Situation was second and third, and one out. And guy batting under 200 came to the plate, Max Kepler. And obviously, you can say, oh, he's batting under 200, pitch to him. But my thought process is, why not have the batter walked, load the bases with one out, create force plays? What Farrell did was bring in Mookie Betts for a fifth infielder. Turns out it didn't matter anyways. Matt Barnes on an 0-2 pitch after throwing a nice curveball to Kepler on the first pitch, completely out of whack on the swing, looked like a little leaguer. Then he threw a fastball in the corner, two straight strikes, and he comes in with a fat fastball right over the heart of the plate. Next thing you know, Max Kepler hits his first major league home run, and the Red Sox lose the game. So a couple questionable calls by John Farrell. He's not known for his in-game managing, of course. A couple situations there that really popped up yesterday. And another note from yesterday's game, in that 10th, you could say, why wasn't Craig Kimbrell brought in? I mean, you can say it's not a closing situation, but to me that's not the point. You got to win games when you got to win games. Kimbrell hadn't even pitched all week, so I think to me it's a perfect opportunity to get him in there and, take his fastball and go at the Twins batters. And, because Barnes is known for being erratic.
Yeah, gotcha. Now, starting pitching has also been erratic, Andy, as well, of late. So update us on that one.
Well, other than, I'd say your number one guy right now continues to be Stephen Wright, who keeps winning ball games. David Price, your number two guy, he'll pitch on Tuesday, but after that, it's still a crapshoot. Porcello pitched okay yesterday. Eduardo Rodriguez had a rough outing on Saturday, but, looking for more out of him. The Red Sox have been using a four-man rotation. They'll be coming back to a five-man rotation soon. They do have an off day today, and then they're back home for, a long homestand, so they will need a fifth starter going forward. Could that be Clay Buchholz again? Who knows what that's going to bring out, but the starting pitch is way too inconsistent right now, and you really can't rely on Stephen Wright. You know the deal with the knuckleballer, like Tim Wakefield. You're going to get great outings for a long period of time, and then it can go hot and cold. You never know with a knuckleballer, so they really need something solid behind Price going forward, no questions asked.
Andy, maybe one last question on the Red Sox, whether it be let's do it on the hitting and fielding. What's the update on hitting, fielding from your point of view in the last week?
Well, the hitting seemed a little bit down over the week. I mean, obviously, in San Francisco, it's a great pitching staff. You're not going to hit much. But they did split the series there. They did explode the first two games in Minnesota. They were a little quiet yesterday. But overall, I'm not concerned about the hitting. I think it should be fine going forward. It's just, to me, it's just the pitching that's the major issue at the moment.
All right, let's take a peek at Major League Baseball. What's drawing your attention around MLB, Major League Baseball?
Well, kind of an off-the-field kind of story, which I think will be interesting coming up soon, is there'll be a movie coming out in August about Bill Lee. The movie's called Spaceman. So I think that's something to look forward to once the summer gets rolling along. It's going to be in selected theaters. It'll be put on-demand platforms on many of the cable carriers, so it's something that Red Sox fans could catch down the road, so I think that could be interesting. And
is it
produced by a former Red Sox pitcher as well, so that has a little bit of a interesting note to it.
Is it like a documentary or what?
No, it's actually supposed to be an actual movie. There is an actor playing the role of Bill Lee and all that type of thing. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
I just want to know what the special effects in that movie might be.
Yeah, it could be a little hazy. Who knows? But former Sox pitcher Eric Gagne, he is the executive producer of the movie. So that could be interesting.
Good. Anything else around the league at all to share with us?
Well, the White Sox have been struggling. They got off to a hot start, and they're starting to hit the skids. They've lost 7 of their last 10 games, falling out of first place behind Cleveland. And they started making some wholesale changes. They released their shortstop, Jimmy Rollins, brought up their best Triple-A prospect. They've also traded for pitcher James Shields from the San Diego Padres. They've cut pitcher Matt Latos out of the rotation, gave him his release. And then they signed first baseman Justin Morneau, who's been on the concussion list. He was part of the Colorado Rockies last year. He's trying to come back from concussion and elbow injuries. So they're trying to mix things up and see how things go.
There he is, Andy Carbone, our baseball insider, with us on MSONewsSports.com.